Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Triple Clowns. That's right. It's me and AJ Ryder. The Truck Stop Burrito is here, and we're going to go over the Fairground Oaks and the Louisiana Derby. That's right. Not much to talk about here, AJ, I don't think, but no. We got to give it to the people. Let's start it off, man. What's going on?
Well, as we start race 11 at Fairgrounds on Saturday, March 26th, the Fairground Oaks. Obviously, this is a three-year-old race. We're going a mile and 16th. This is a grade two, and we are on the dirt. And I'll kick it off just saying, can Echo Zulu be beat in this race? My first thought was no. My second thought was still probably no. So if you're trying to make
the most
money,
thoughts you've had in a week.
Yeah, so that's two in a week. It doesn't happen much. So I wanted to look at like who can I play underneath to maybe make some money. And I think that's where your prices are. I went with the two Turner Loose. Now Turner Loose is coming back second off the layoff after winning the Rachel A here at Fairgrounds on the dirt horse for a course. The first dirt race it ran, it won. Brad Cox, Florent Giroux, 6-1. I mean, I feel like that feels pretty good to me. I don't know about you, but it feels pretty good to me at 6-1. The other one, Berna Breezy, the 4 and 8-1. Now this horse, two out of the last three here at Fairgrounds, got the win, ran very well last time out at a mile and 16th, which is what we're going to go now. I don't think this horse is good enough to win, but I do think this horse is good enough to be in the top three. So if I'm going to bet this race, Echo Zulu seems to be a single in all of your multi-race wages or multi-race wagers. But the four underneath, especially 8-1, when 8-1 is the highest odds in this race. That seems like your best 8-1 in this race. So I Echo Zulu on top, the 2 and the 4.
All right. I agree with you, what you're saying. It's really weird because Echo Zulu like jumps off the chart, but long layoff, let's face it. I mean, Hidden Connection that you didn't mention, the 6 horse,
okay,
is a little bit of, you know, had a bad race when it went against Echo Zulu. And I agree with you with Turner Loose. I think these two horses, one of them needs to pressure Echo Zulu here. One of those two horses. But if you look back at Hidden Connection's race a while back, when as a two-year-old, early as a two-year-old, ran a really fast 143. And
the Pocahontas?
Yeah, the Pocahontas, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I like the uptick usually with a horse. This horse has been kind of staying around the same thing, which makes Turner Loose with that uptick of going and second time on the dirt might turn it up a notch. So yeah, I mean, that's the only three I would talk about, but let's face it, Echo Zulu, it jumps off the charts compared to everybody here.
I don't hate the 6 at all. I just think like if you're playing to win, like a win bet, be very cautious, because if you think Echo Zulu off of the break is going to be, oh, maybe we don't get the 4 for 4. Horse has already won a million and a half. This horse is probably your Kentucky Oaks winner, realistically. Let's be real. You got to think where you're going to make money underneath. And that's kind of what.
Yeah. And how easily we forget Echoes. Yeah. Right. Because we keep hearing about.
Well, it's been a while since we've seen her.
Yeah. We keep hearing about everybody else in the Oaks. Secret Oath. Adair Manor. Here's Echo Zulu.
Yep.
And
much the best.
So next week we'll stop hearing about those two horses and just hear about Akazua.
Until like the three wins this race, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. But all right, so I guess heavy on Akazua, obviously. Yeah. I think the 2 and 6 are the only ones that have a chance to pressure this horse. So give me the other one that doesn't pressure the horse, and we'll see. Long layoff, though. Long layoff, but I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it matters.
I mean, for a 3-year-old, they might come back even better.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess that's it for race 11.
Yeah, not much to talk about there, but worth mentioning.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Sorry, everybody. We didn't give you some weird insight there, but it's what it is.
But there's insight coming in the next race, race 12, the Louisiana Derby. Obviously, this is a 3-year-old race, a Kentucky Derby prep race. We are going 1 3/16 on the dirt. This is a grade 2 and a big prep race, obviously, as we all know. Following the Kentucky Derby. Randy, kick us off on this one.
Well, am I looking at this correctly? We're the 3-horse, Call Me Midnight. If you look, this horse beat the 7-5 shot here. I mean, right away, that jumps off. Sorry, reading the program for the first time here. If you look at it, that jumps off the page, doesn't it? Call Me Midnight at 1 1/16. Why can't this horse do it again? So that horse has to be a play here. Has to be. You know, I mean, aren't we that impressed by the 7-5 favorite here, Epicenter? You beat Smile Happy, a run happy horse, which we know probably can't go that distance. Are we that impressed by Epicenter here? Are we? So let's look at it that way. So Call Me Midnight, I have to use. Who's won this before? Interesting if you draw a line through a bad start in the last race with the 7, Pioneer of Medina.
Yep.
You draw a line through the last one. This horse is that uptick horse that keeps getting better. I'm going to go heavy on those. With Call Me Midnight and Pioneer of Medina and fading Epicenter, because it would be surprised me if the horse wins. Sure, this is an easy way out for me to talk like this, but I think this is a fade that can happen here. So I'm going to go heavy on the 3-7, and I think there's a lot of chance horses have chances here. AJ, what do you think?
I think 100%. It's not Epicenter's race. Let's bow down to him here. But he's going to be on my ticket. He's going to be in a lot of my plays because I do think he's much the best horse in this race. It's like Call Me Midnight. Yes, I'm all in on the 3. But when you look at the time form figures, it's Call Me Midnight in that race he lost to Epicenter. 5 points. Worse than Epicenter. Epicenter ran a 1:12 in that race, and Call Me Midnight ran a 1:08. Trips matter, ladies and gentlemen, whether you think they do or not. So Epicenter is going to be on my ticket. It's going to be in a lot of my plays, but Call Me Midnight, I do believe, out of the rest of the field, deserves to be in the conversation, especially at 6-1. I like where you're going with the 7. The 7 was like right there for me too. And I think the one horse that needs to be recognized that you didn't was going to be the 9, Rattle and Roll. Now Rattle and Roll, who won the Breeders for
Futurity.
And had won 2 in a row out in Kentucky. I'll throw out the first off the layoff at the Fountain of Youth in Gulfstream. Gulfstream's like kind of their own world down there. Who cares?
It was off a layoff too. Long layoff.
Yep. Off a long layoff. Comes back now, second off the layoff into this race. Kenny McPeak, I think, is putting this horse in here because I think he knows he can get Kentucky Derby points in this race. At 6-1, I am all about that horse.
I like that. Yeah.
I'm not gonna take your 7, but I like your 7. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. So 7 and 9 were my big.
I think you're okay. So you took the 7, I took the 9. The 7 Pioneer to Medina, I'm not gonna take, but I love the improvement. Mm-hmm. Every time it's run now, for the last couple of races, win, but the numbers keep going up. It wouldn't surprise me if this is the horse that beats me. So you're on the right track there. I fully endorse what you're picking. And then if I were gonna take a flyer and a horse that I don't think, I don't know how much money it's gonna take. First off the Lasix, it's gonna be the 2 Zozos. Now Zozos we don't see much of, but I did watch this horse win by 10 lengths.
Yeah.
In an allowance race at Oaklawn.
At $100,000 allowance race.
Yes.
As well. Like
exactly. The numbers don't support this, but I mean 2-0 in its career in the last race it ran, it won by 10 lengths.
Done nothing wrong.
Ran a lot better than a 1:43 or whatever time for him gets.
Which is fast, which is good. That's a good time. Yeah.
I mean, well, when you're winning by 10 lengths, are you running your best towards the end? Probably not. So Zozos is definitely one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's a fire horse that you could just totally use. And just to mention, Pioneer of Medina, a blinkers on, which makes me think they're going to try to go to lead with Epicenter.
And
it could change the whole dynamic of this race.
Zozos, a bullet. 1 out of 32, 59 and 5 furlongs at Fairgrounds. So also something to think about. I think that's definitely one you got to keep your eye on.
Yeah. I mean, do we know how fast this horse really is? You don't know. We've
only seen 2 races. So who knows?
You don't know. I mean, it went from 3rd to 1st in the first race at 6 furlongs, which it's 6 furlongs. This horse is obviously.
I mean, if it
ran a 110.
If it's pressed, if Zozos is pressed more down the stretch, who knows? That horse could have ran a 142, 141.
Absolutely.
But it won by 10 lengths.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. At least a 142, which would be as high as Echo Zulu's ever done.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Epicenter, you mean?
No, I meant Echo Zulu because
it's not in this race.
Has the best time of all of them. But I mean, but we talk about Echo Zulu like, you know, thing. But no, definitely better than Epicenter's times if you look at times.
No,
that's an interesting one too. I do think this is more wide open than people think.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think if you look at 2, 6, 7, 9, which we talked about, 2 through 3. 6, 7, 9. I know we're covering a lot of the field. I think that's a lot.
I think it's that wide open.
Yeah, and I did want to mention, like I said, I think the blinkers on Pioneer of Medina, if this horse presses Epicenter, this is a different ballgame. Mm-hmm. I'm not even saying that horse will win, but it changes the race
a lot. I think if you're playing a pick 4, pick 5, pick 6, there is no single here.
No. Even at 7-5, though
there is
no one will be surprised if Epicenter wins. Okay. But you're right. I would be more apt to single Echo Zulu over Epicenter.
Yeah. 100%. Oh, 1,000%.
That's
I'm singling in the race before and I'm going deep here. Because I don't, especially with these 3-year-olds. I mean, come on.
I know that I do know for everybody out there that I know Ed DeRosa is big on the 5, by the way, just to let everybody know. I do know that. I'm sure he's released it by now, so I'm not saying anything that people
I don't hate it.
But yeah, he's big on the 5 here. He's taking a risk. So everybody out there, once again, I mean, talk about an all race and maybe you throw out the 1 and the 4, possibly, but the rest of them, I would not be surprised if one.
All got a shot.
Yeah. And I know that's why people listen to our show to hear, I'm playing all the horses. But
hey, so welcome to Triple Clowns. play everybody and you never lose.
And Kapuna, the five, got beat by Cyberknife, who we know is a big love Cyberknife.
That it's written in very small letters on my notes as well. So he's not wrong.
Exactly. So there you go. All right, AJ. So we broke it down. The Oaks and the Louisiana Derby.
Big day. Big day Saturday.
Yeah, I wish we could give you guys more, but you're feeling the same way we are, probably staring at this one. And hopefully it works out for you. So yeah, big day Saturday, more big days to come. AJ, anything to say before we leave?
See you later, everybody.
Boom. Bye-bye.